from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Fair or Foul Friday on Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
Well, when people have borrowed my truck, Mike, it's ended up in the body shop before. So let's hope Dylan doesn't put this segment into the, what would be the equivalent.
I trust him. It's just one of those. It's like, you know, when your wife's like, "Hey, I got to go pick up that that chair I bought," and you trust her, but in the end, it ain't going to change it if they wreck it. You know what I mean?
Well, so, first off, my wife says she's going to pick up a chair. I'm saying, you know what? Just getting the other
side.
Like,
what am I getting? What toy do I get?
No, I'm just saying, get in the passenger seat. You ain't driving.
She's doing it while you're gone for week two. Anyways, what do you think, Dylan?
Well, I have officially put on the hat of Mike Johnson. So the first thing I'm actually going to do is tell you,
Mike, got a big head.
I do. I have a big head too. So I'm with Mike on that. I know his struggle. So I'm first going to tell you that Mic'd Up today is brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. So there you
beautiful
go.
Thing.
There you all go. Right, let's go ahead and get straight into it. And I want to start with this news of the day: AJ Terrell getting the max contract extension. Fair or foul? AJ Terrell. 5 interceptions this season.
Ooh.
5 of them.
You know, man, I'll start. I'm going to go foul, and this is the Vegas coming out of me. And I love A.J. Terrell. I think he's worth every dime. All right? But you can't tell me after 2 years without one that suddenly he comes up with 5. I'm going to err on the under of 5. If you set the over-under at 4.5, I'd go under. I would say probably in the ballpark of 3 or 4. Some tip passes, some things go his way. I don't know if I can go with 5, though, man. What do you think?
Well, I'll go opposite because, hell, why not? We don't ever get to do this. I'll say fair, and here, let me tell you why. He's going to have something he hasn't had in a long time, a pass rush, and that's going to help him. Just like it helped Jalen Johnson, who had one interception his entire career until last year and then comes up with 4. I think, to me, AJ's a better player. Why can't he do that? He can because he's got Matthew Judon on his side, and Justin Simmons and Jesse Bates and all the guys up front that we haven't talked about today.
Better pass rush, a lot of times equals better cornerbacks
better
and
numbers.
Maybe more takeaways. So we'll see if it leads to more interceptions. Let's continue by transitioning to the Atlanta Braves. Spencer Schwellenbach, Schwelly, looked really good last night, and that got me thinking about this, guys. Fair or foul, Spencer Schwellenbach has more potential than Spencer Strider. Fair or foul, Spencer Schwellenbach has more potential, more upside than Spencer Strider.
Man, you're driving that car well right now, but I'll let you go first. That's a good question.
For the record, I'm doing this for this debate. I will say fair because Spencer Strider is coming off his second Tommy John surgery. Now, Schwellenbach has had one for the record, but Strider is a fastball dominant power pitcher with essentially still developing a third pitch, okay? Spencer Schwellenbach is a guy who can hit 96, 97, 98, but has 6 to 7 pitches and can be dominant with multiple breaking ball pitches. So for that point alone, with those factors into that to make a whole point, I will go with Spencer Schwellenbach because he's also pitching right now, and we don't know what Strider's going to be when he comes
back.
What's
the word you used? What's the word you used for the question?
Oh, does he have more upside, more
upside,
potential?
More potential.
Yes.
I'm going to say fair. I'm going to say absolutely has more upside, more potential. The fastball is right in the ballpark of Spencer Strider. He's got way more put-out pitches, to your point. The repertoire is wider. You know, Spencer Strider has shown the ability to do it, but potential-wise, I don't think there's any question in my mind that Schwellenbach's got more potential.
Strider is an example of how flash just consumes us. because
recency bias.
Because he was his rookie year, he was just going even like five innings, and he would blow up in innings. Strider's had less blow up innings, less walks, and pitched more.
Strider
had? I mean, Schwellenbach.
Oh, I was
going to
say no, Schwellenbach.
I'm sorry, you're right. Schwellenbach has been better to me this year in his rookie year than Strider was at times because of the blow-ups that Strider had.
All right, moving on with this. Mike, we're going to start with you on this one. It is Fair or Foul Friday. Letting Mike and Bo spar it out here. We heard Dan Orlovsky. I just for the sake of time, I don't want to play the sound, but he basically said that the Falcons are legit Super Bowl contenders. He's listed all the reasons that we've said on here. Raheem Morris, the additions of Judon and Simmons on defense. So just for the sake of time, I'll let you know what he said. Fair or foul? Falcons are legit Super Bowl contenders. Mike, we'll start with you.
Again, the Vegas in me starts to jump out. I am a massive believer in the Falcons. I think it's a double-digit win season. Super Bowl contenders is tougher for me because I think the amount of times a team has gone 7-10, made a coaching change, made a quarterback change, and has actually made a Super Bowl run, few and far between. Usually it's the teams that are established and have done it for a while. God, I want to say fair, though, because I really believe in this team. I'll go fair. I believe in them, dude.
I believe in them.
If it can happen, then this team's the one to get it done. I'll go fair. Legit Super Bowl contenders. What do you think?
I'm going to say foul. I'm not going to sit here and say this team is a Super Bowl August when I have yet to see them play a game.
It's tough.
I think that on paper you can make the argument, but I don't put carts before horses. And I want to see the horse first. Let's see what they do. Let's get through the first quarter of the season, and then we can start talking about Super Bowl contenders. I'm not playing Sparky Sportscaster.
Bright side Mike, though, over here. Just for the record, bright side Mike.
Well, I'm a realist.
That's right, but let's see if that horse is a thoroughbred before we start talking about it. All right, let's have a little bit of a fun one here, a little bit of a change-up before we get back into sports. Today, I always like to look at these, National Cuban Sandwich Day.
Oh, my God. Is it really?
Today is really National Cuban Sandwich
Day. Done. Getting one for lunch. Done.
Fair or foul, Cuban sandwich is a top five sandwich.
There's not even a debate. It's fair, and it's three times over fair. Not only that, I'll go out on a limb here. It's my favorite sandwich.
Ooh.
It's number one.
Okay.
It's number one. It's backed up by be the Reuben, and number three be the Pat. Number one, Cubans. I'm going to Cubanos up in Roswell as soon as I leave this place. I hope they're open, and I hope they have a nice cup of coffee brewing with my Cuban. Don't even argue with me on this one. It's number one. Not even close.
Capital F.
Capital
A.
A. Yes, it
capital
is.
Capital I, capital
bring
R.
It home, Bo.
Bring
there,
it
Bo.
Home, Bo.
Dude, Cuban sandwich potato chips.
Yes. Yes, I do too. Yes.
I'm all in on the Cuban.
Phenomenal.
I'm a huge Cuban sandwich fan. So
there's nothing better, man.
I mean, I don't know if Mike and I will ever eat anything.
No, I don't think so either, man. I got a mustard palate. Bring it in.
All right.
You could just left that out. I mean, you gotta ruin everything, don't you? You always gotta take it a step too far.
All right, just a few more here. Finish it up on a fair foul. We are still waiting to find out the quarterback one opponent in week one. Talking about the Falcons, that is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is it gonna be Russell Wilson? Is it gonna be Justin Fields? We don't know. But the question is this: fair or foul? Russell Wilson is playing for his NFL career this season. Fair or foul? Russell Wilson is playing to save and keep alive his NFL career this season. Fair foul, Bo, let's start with you.
I'll say foul because you didn't say his NFL is as a starter,
yeah.
His career as a starter. Russell Wilson will stick around with teams making what money he's making because of the contract he was guaranteed, and he can be a backup somewhere for another 3 to 4 years. Justin Fields is definitely playing for his, but not as a backup. He'd be a backup as well somewhere.
For argument's sake, I'm going to actually say that it's fair. I think he is playing for his NFL career because I don't know. We're not going to put the cart before the horse. I don't know that he wants to be a backup. How about that? How about flipping that around? I don't know if he wants to be a backup. I think he actually has a pretty bright future in TV if he decides to go that route. He's well-spoken. I think he translates the game well. I think he is playing for his NFL future, and I think that he'll maybe – look, if he doesn't play well tomorrow – maybe he gets traded, maybe to Minnesota or somewhere. Maybe he spends a year as a backup, but I think that career is coming to winding down.
Backup money in the NFL is a lot better than TV money. Right off the bat.
Ask Tom Brady about that.
Well, Tom Brady is a completely different argument.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, we are in the quick lightning round, flash round of Fair Foul Friday here. Two quick ones, real quick here. First one. Fair foul. Falcons finished with three all pros this year. Could be first or second team all pro.
I'm going to go foul. It's too many. That's one too many. I go with two.
Bo?
Fair. Kyle Pitts, Jesse Bates, and Kyle Matthew Pitts. Judon.
All right.
That's just the first name that came to my head.
All right. Second one here.
Maybe Drake.
Falcons finish with 50 sacks on defense. Fair or foul? Falcons finish with 50 sacks on defense.
I'm going to go fair. I think the Judon get there with four, and I think they can scheme up another few. Give me fair. I'm actually looking at the bright side of that one. Fair.
I think 50 is the actual number. So
they're going to hit it on the head at 50?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think Judon gives you 13 to 14.
Hey, Dylan, nice job, man.
That's being very
optimistic.
Nice job.
That's some good optimistic. Questions.
Yeah, you did good.
That's nice
you
job.
You did really good.
Yeah. You returned it back. The valet brought it back without any scratches.
Easy peasy. They were Alexis. Topical. I love the Schwellenbach Strider question.
I thought that was really
that
was good really, question.
That was a really
I don't
good
think
question.
You expected the Cuban to be as much of a layup as it was, but
you
brought up emotions in me that I didn't know I was feeling right now.
I love the emotion, though. Love the passion.
I love it, man.
Give yourself a bow, pat on the back, a little applause. I'm very proud of you right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.